Great to have your company on this Friday edition of Racing Pulse. Another huge weekend for Team Ma and Eustace. Runners in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Swan Hill. Let's see if we can find a few winners. Dave Eustace joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Let's kick it off with the local meeting tomorrow at Sandown, because you've got some nice runners there before we have a look at your big team up north as well. And probably not a winning possibility, but good to see you, Blaze, back in action. You've also got Saunter Boy going around with Flick It Over and an emergency in the second. How's the Blaze come back?
Yeah, great to have him back. Zach and the team have done a great job to get him back from... He had a chit removed from the fetlock. It was pretty straightforward, but still they need managing, and he seems in really good heart. He's had a jumps trial, come through that well, so obviously, you know, having a spin on the flat and get a fitness blow into him for the end of the jump season.
Is there a jumps race that he'll get to?
Hopefully the National. He'll run the National, and we'll try and... He'll have time for one run before then as well. Which race, it's just working out exactly which race that'll be. But, you know, all going well. Obviously, he's going to need a very smooth passage at the Nationals.
Oh, good to see the champ back in action. Bubbly Lass goes around in race number three, and she's shown a lot of consistency, and the fact that she'll like a heavy track after that win at Warrnambool. How has she trained on?
Yeah, she has trained on really well. We've held her back for a wet track, and we were keen to run her in town because we think she's up to that grade. It was a pretty good performance at Warrnambool. She ran quite good time, and she, as you say, will love the track. So I think she's got a nice each-way chance. It's obviously a step up, but we think she's up to it.
Dr. Drill's always shown a touch of class. He was really good in Adelaide, just got an ab blast start. The claim will help. He's drawn the inside barrier. How do you think he goes on a genuinely heavy track?
He's a winner on seven. And although I would say, you know, 4/5 is probably, well, it is perfect for him. He should get through it. And he's really, really well. He worked very well Tuesday. We were confident he'd put in a good performance in Adelaide, and he did. And he's come through it very well, so... I think he's got a great chance. 18 will pose no problems. And as you say, Matty's on board, riding well. And he's not a big horse, so the claim will really help.
Turidan's another one who's low flying at the moment. Come back really well this time in. And it looks a good race tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it does. He was up to no good in Sydney and dropped the rider and wasn't able to run. But didn't do him any harm. Has come back and... worked nicely on Tuesday, loved wet ground. Mark on board, drawn well. As you say, he's in good order. He's going to run a big race.
And Dean Lester's made Cena's Express one of his best of the day, and it was a bit of a horror watch last week on the backup.
God, I'm pleased to hear that. Just looking at him right now, arming and ahhing whether we're going to back him up or not, so we better go. But... He will run. He was very unlucky at Geelong. Again, he's proven on wet track and really just had a gallop the other day. It was the 7 home 2. So he seems to have come through it fine. And, you know, I didn't think it was the strongest race for the grade, to be honest. And, you know, the favourite's a 64 winner at Cranbourne. So with that in mind, we thought it was certainly worth having a crack.
And he seems a horse that's on the upward spiral. Is he continuing to improve, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. He's taken quite a long time and still isn't there yet, really, just in his racing managers. He's not particularly streetwise and he's still working things out. So, yeah, he's certainly on the up. He's lightly raced and I think he's in for a good winter.
Oh, busy day at Sandown for you, and you'll be keeping your eye across all the racing, both in Sydney and Eagle Farm. But at Eagle Farm, I'll whip through your runners here. Socialist goes around in the first. What are your thoughts?
She's been, you know, been very consistent and has had a freshen up since then. Kieran's been happy with her up there. She's a lightly trained filly, so being up in Queensland and she went to Kalora Lodge for a bit of time at the paddock after her last run has really helped. And, you know, she'd have an each-way chance.
Lord Belvedere must have run under a few ladders because he just has no luck whatsoever. He goes around in the Brisbane Cup.
Yeah, he's not getting much luck, the Lord. He is in good form, no doubt, but it's just off a couple of three wide the trip rides and hasn't had a lot of luck. But he's, you know, that's racing. Unfortunately, he steps out to 2 miles, which is actually an unknown. You would think he'll stay. He relaxes very well in his races, but it's not a strong field, is it? And I think he's about $6, which sort of, considering how he's been racing, although not his fault, it shows sort of the strength of the race. So if he stays, he's going to be in the mix.
Away Game loves Queensland. First run at Eagle Farm. First up, how has she come back?
She'll come back really well. She's had three trials, and you know, her trial up there on Saturday at the Gold Coast was really pleasing. She was quite stuffy. She had a break and took a little bit of time just to get her screwed down, but naturally she'll improve for it. But 1200 metres first up, it won't pose any problems. She looks fantastic, and she's going to run a really big race.
And you've got Port Louis, who goes around in the Group 1, JJ Atkins. He's a horse with great promise, but he's just drawn poorly again.
Yeah, God, it's frustrating. You know, he ran a massive race the other day, but we couldn't win from where he was drawn. And I think, obviously, it helps that little bit further with it being a mile, drawing wide. He's got a bit more time to blend into the race. You know, we're going to hopefully get a bit of speed on, and that's going to really help. So he's no doubt he's up to this sort of grade. He's just going to need a bit of luck, and Huey's riding out of his skin at the moment. So we're going to need another good ride from him.
Amish boy, if he gets a run, do you give him an each-way chance in the Stradbroke?
Yeah, absolutely. He's always over the odds, largely because his style of racing, he doesn't win much. He likes to get back and really savage the line, and he's done that in some very good races. And if he does get in, then we do give him a big chance. This has been the plan, actually, for a long time, and it would be a great shame if he can get in. So we hope he gains a start. You know, it was a massive run the other day. He's put together some really big runs throughout the whole racing season, and he certainly deserves to have a crack at the race.
And you got La Chevalier. You've decided to head up north to Sydney. Looks a good race as well there. Gee, you got some good hopes on Saturday. Who do you think's your best couple?
She will be very hard to beat, La Chevalier. She looks fantastic, and will appreciate the step up in trip. And I think Turidan will be hard to beat.
I've got to ask you for a winner at Swan Hill today. Cardigan Queen, All Too Royal.
I'll go with the two-year-old filly. He's done nothing wrong. Nobby's horse is unlucky at Caulfield, but very professional, our filly, and we've put the blinkers on, which might just help sharpen her up. So I'll vibe with her.
Good on you, Dave. Best of luck over the weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. All the best.